praying in the Spirit mean praying in tongues? Twice in the Bible we read about praying in the Spirit. Once in Ephesians chapter 6, where we're told to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And Jude verse 20, where we're told to pray in the Holy Spirit. And all I would say there is, well, neither of those letters anywhere talk about tongues at all. So I don't think there is any reason to think it's talking about tongues. To me, that is saying that all the prayer we offer should be in dependence on the Holy Spirit. It should be with an awareness that unless the Holy Spirit takes the rubbish that we come out with and presents it as something sensible to God, then we're all pretty hopeless. And that really picks up on Romans chapter 8, verse 26, where we're told that God knows our weakness. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. And he takes what we're trying to say, and he says he sort of interprets it with groans that are really deep to God. And I find that really encouraging. It means that you can go to God and just say, ugh, sometimes. And he knows what you mean. Sometimes you can say much more with words and everything. But isn't it great to know that the Holy Spirit is there to take what we're feeling, even, and give it to God, and he will know exactly what we need. With